Jag
är inte podcast.
Jane Adventures.
Everything seems so right, my baby girl, my Sarah.
Jane Adventures.
You are all I want to know, you hold my heart, so don't let go.
Of the share/listen/subscribe/download button, thanks.
Potter Who Cast.
Can we make this the shortest episode ever?
No.
Oh, shit.
But wait, what we can do is say, much like Cheech and Chong, the gift is half-baked in more ways than one.
Oof.
This is the gift. Oof. This is the gift. Giftor. Who? Pod.
Go on.
Broadcast. Do you know this broadcast? Guess when this is broadcast.
This was broadcast in 2009.
Mm-hmm. It's broadcast in 2009, but in a week from now, it will be, when we're recording, which is the 12th of November, it will be the something's anniversary of the gift, because it aired on the 19th and the 20th of November, 2009.
Oh my God.
Well,
good for them.
Mm-hmm. Directed by Alice Troughton, who we know already. We know Alice. And written by Rupert Leigh, who he writes another one. You know, he writes another story next season, and then he writes two novelizations and like a lot of website content. He actually passed away in 2018. So I think he is, I think he's our first dead writer, but that's a bit insensitive. So he passed away in 2018. The gist, or the gist.
Go on.
Okay, so what if I told you the Blathereen? Okay, you're Blathereen. You say, oh, well, that sounds like the monster from the Ninth Doctor novel, The Monsters Inside. I tell you, you're correct. But here they are. They're another family of Arctic Horror Falbdorns, and they show up and they reveal they're actually good guys. They like show up and like they arrest two Slytherin who are doing stuff. And they have dinner over at Rani's house because Rani's parents are gone. And they have a gift with them. It's called rackweed. Okay. Mm-hmm. Apparently, it will cure world hunger. It'll be brilliant. And they're worried about public perception because two big orange people, voiced by Beep the Meep and Charles Dickens, might scare people, you know? So they mm-hmm. asked Sarah Jane to be their ambassador, and she's like, yeah, okay. In principle. She's also like, I don't really know if they're legit or not, I don't really want to, help out just in case, they're Blathereen, they're a bit like Slytherin, But they're like, no, we promise, we're good people, don't worry about us. But this is a spoiler alert, okay? They're not good people because the rackweed releases spores overnight that Luke, listening to his JLS, gets infected by the spores the next morning, as well as like a large part of the human population, basically, because the spores spread around the place. So while Sarah's looking after Luke, Clyde and Rani are taking an exam with K-9. The Blathereen admit that they want to turn Earth into a giant rockweed.
No shit.
Garden, yeah. And Sarah Jane's like, oh, you tricked me. And they're like, ah, yeah, we did. They stop the rackweed via the school bell goes off and the rackweed just dies, and they're like, oh well, it's that exact frequency will kill rackweed. So they Mr. Smith broadcasts it around the world and kills all the rackweed. The Blathereen show up and they're like, we're actually Slitheen Blathereen. We married into this family. And they're like, oh my god. Anyway, Sarah Jane's like, you have one final warning. And they're like, nah. So she makes them fart themselves to death. And then while she's covered in like gunk, she's like, there should have been a better way.
No, there shouldn't have. What are you talking about?
Yeah, and it ends with another classic. You might think out in the stars there are people to help us. Maybe one day we'll meet a good alien, and it, you know, boop a doop a doop.
Maybe one day they will not fart to death.
So this is.
Go on.
It's not great, is it? It's not very good. I think it's the best of a bad bunch, I think. But it's also it's nothing to write home about. It's nothing to really be like, you know, this is great. It's just very kind of so let's just put this out in the open. Is this a commentary on drug use and the spread of drugs among young people?
No, what the fuck are you talking about?
Because it does seem to kind of think that it is at points when it's like, you know, they're addicted to the rackweed and it's spreading across the planet and they're like, oh no, but blah, blah, blah. It's like, it feels like it's trying to be that. It feels like it's trying to be like a lot of things, and like it's just like nothing. There's no quote unquote meat on its bones, you know? It's just like the minute the Blathereen show up, you're like, they're obviously not good. Like, they're obviously meant to be bad. I don't know. It's just like, I know you also think that it's just not good. There's just nothing like it. Like, at least with, like, you know, Enemy of the Bane, there was, you know, the Brigadiers that we could talk about, like, you know, oh, you know, here's why it fails, you know, there's like this and that doesn't really work, blah, 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 blah. Here is just like, you know, like, Sarah Jane's kind of stupid, you know? There's no, like...
It is kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. what do you think? Like, what can you articulate better than me?
It's another episode that would have, like, been over in a second if people just followed proper quarantine procedures. Like, also, if you think about it, this is the worst plan ever. All they needed for this plan to work was for it to be under light. Just do that. Why do you need to have Sarah Jane be... There's nothing about Sarah Jane that makes her, that makes this plan, like, make sense. There's nothing unique about her. Like, also, it works so fast that there's no time for... Like, is the plan to humiliate her? Okay, but then the problem is, it's so fast and happens so fast that there's just no chance of, like, her ever, like, showing this to anyone else. Which, again, goes into the whole thing that I'm talking about, which is, why does this need Sarah Jane? Like, why? Like, why did you give it to the person that's going to eventually stop it? Why not just freaking, like, just drop it off somewhere in some random park and leave? That's it.
Anyway. It is weird because it is clearly setting up like the idea that Sarah Jane's going to take the fall for this by being like, you know, I vouch for these people, you know, but as you said, there's nothing that would like follow up on that point. It feels like, you know, when you're like a kid and you're making up like a, like for me, it was Power Rangers. You make like a Power Rangers story up on the playground. You're like, and then I did this. And then the kids are like, well, we're going to like combine and do this. It's all kind of stuff. It just feels like a kid being like, and then the evil Slytherin, the evil Blathereen show up and they put a plant here. And then the kid's like, oh, I'm Sarah Jane and K-9's going to do this. But then we're going to do, it just feels like a kid making it up in like a, it's like the school playground of like, here's our own Sarah Jane adventure. Like there's no cohesion. There's no like anything.
You have Luke dying and then it just cuts to like, uh-oh, he's quite gonna get caught with his plan to cheat during the test. It's like, I don't care. I generally don't care. Why do you care about this? Luke is dying. Luke is dying.
It's like, yeah, but like the Blatherine aren't present enough either to be like a tangible threat. You know, like they disappear for most of it, and then they show up again for like 10 minutes at the end. I do think it's kind of funny that in the recent Doctor Who magazine, they're talking to Miriam Margolyes, and they mentioned
this,
and she was like, "Oh yeah, I did that, didn't I?" She's like, "Oh yeah, I forgot I did that. Like, I did that one, didn't I?" I think she and Callow are good, but like they're again, like they get nothing to do beyond like, you know, showing up for 5 seconds and, you know, firing themselves to death. I don't know how you feel about them firing themselves to death. It did amuse me, I will admit.
I did make an edit of putting the vine fart sound effect over that the fart reverb just because it's funny.
It is kind of weird that like they fart and then they explode and then
there's like this panning shot of all of their reactions, like wow, 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 wow.
And then they're like, huh? And then Sarah Jane to Clyde, your punishment for bringing K9 in is to clean up the guts of two dead aliens while we make burnt hot dogs. It's like, okay.
It's so weird. I have nothing to say about it. I wrote so much, but I'm like, I just have nothing to say about it because it's so funny that Ronnie at the beginning has like this moment where she's like, no, Clyde, you silly. We are not in the Sarah Jane adventure story, The Gift. Mm-hmm. This is a totally reasonable thing to accept. Whatever. And also, I'm like, I think there's no better representation of this season than at the beginning when the guy, one of the slave names go, Sarah Jane Smith, and immediately followed by like a fart noise.
It's just, it's been a bad run. We'll talk about it next time. That stuff. I don't know, I don't know. It's just, there's like, you might be saying, oh, well, look, they're just ignoring this and then this and that. There's nothing really to talk about.
Yeah.
It's like, there's nothing.
Well, what do you want us to talk about? Do you want us to talk about the scene where Clyde and Ronnie walk in and out of their school several times?
Mm-hmm.
So they just keep walking from the school going, oh, it seems like they're hurt. Oh, yeah, it does seem like they're hurt. Okay, this makes sense. All right, great. Moving on. Like, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that happens in the sucking thing.
The resolution being, oh, this like specific school bell hurts them is a bit strange as well. I don't know. It's like, let's just talk about anything else. Like,
when does this episode come out in real life?
Let me check. I'm currently split between figuring out Music League stuff. You should play Music League if you don't. It's very fun. But there's some weird glitch. Some weird glitch that said like we had to submit everything today, but like in like 6 hours time. So I had to extend the deadline by a day because it just kind of broke. So the 13th is Curse You, Sarah Jane Smith. 20th is Mother. 27th is War. So the 4th of December. So when you hear this, you'll have seen Wobble Yonder and Star Beast, but not the giggle. You won't be giggling yet. I don't know. We can talk about Beep the Meep. I don't know.
No, I don't. I'm good.
Meep meep.
This episode has sucked all the life out of me. Why does anyone in the Doctor Who universe still live in the United Kingdom?
Yeah.
I mean, Just today, they had an infectious plant that almost killed everybody.
In the
followed
world.
By, in the world, followed yeah. by the loudest noise playing. I don't know, man. I'm just like...
It's crazy.
Why would you live here?
What, like, if you look at the timeline, so this happens a couple of months after the entire world's population of children almost get taken by a...
Right, I forgot about that. Yeah,
and then, like, maybe, what, like, 2 months later, everyone gets replaced by the same person in the world, and a giant planet shows up in the sky, and all this kind of stuff. It's just like...
No, but nobody remembers the being replaced by the giant person. Remember, that makes it okay. Mm-hmm. God, of course Moffat was like, wipe it all away. Like, why wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm. Just too much. Rackweed. Blazer. I don't know. It's like... There's nothing really to delve into. Luke listens to JLS.
Who?
JLS. They're a popular band that were popular for, like, you know, those, like, bands that are, like, popular for, like, a specific period in time, like when we're, like, 18 months. But those,
I'm gonna say months, yes, just to put an end to this faster.
Yeah, but you know, it's like when something's popular for, like, a very short period of time, but because it was so intense, like, in terms of, like, how present it was in those months, that it feels like they were popular for, like, 2 years. That's what JLS are. Yeah, I don't know. Blathereen were in The Monsters Inside. They met the Ninth Doctor, although in the book they're grey, not this weird, like, awful... The shade of orange they are in this.
It's so bad. It looks like a Cheetos. It looks like Cheetos. That's what it looks.
It's 100% the paint didn't dry properly or something, because it just looks It just looks awful. Yeah, I don't know. Next time is the wrap up. That'll be like 5 minutes long. I don't know if we should do
wrap-ups. I have a anymore. Promise. I make a promise to the audience that the wrap up will be, this is not a bit, the wrap up will be sorry, I just saw a photo of the Sensorites, that shot of there's an alien outside the window just looking in. Sorry, I just saw that shot. I promise to the audience the wrap-up episode will be 1 minute long. I will do my best to make it 1 minute long. And if it is not 1 minute long, I want you to go back and kill me. I don't know.
I'll make you ingest rackweed and I'll play a very loud sound. Yeah, I don't know. Talk about rackweed and gifts. Here's a gift to you. We're gonna stop. Bye.
Bye. Bad episode. Bad episode. Not us. Damn. Bad episode.